What if your only debt to anyone was love? In a culture chasing power, what would happen if Christians chose to outlove everyone in the public square without surrendering 1 ounce of truth? In this devotional, we'll unpack why real love never coddles sin, never rejoices in unrighteousness, and yet remains relentlessly patient, kind, and hopeful. Stay with me as we explore how love based on truth could transform your family, your workplace, and our politics. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are starting a brand new series, and the series is called Loving Neighbors, Not Thrones. Let me say it again. The series is Loving Your Neighbor, Not Thrones. In other words, we are not pursuing power in the public square, but we're pursuing love for our neighbor. And if you're going to enjoy this series in the future, I want to encourage you today, subscribe, like, share, comment, place this in your huddle. Do it by faith. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goals, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. And we're laying a firm foundation for this ministry based upon monthly donors just like you. So thank you so very much for your generosity. Whatever the amount is, we really do appreciate it. So today's devotional is titled Out Love 'Em. If love were a running tab in your life, would it be a growing or shrinking tab? If love were a running tab in your life, would it be growing or shrinking? And I want you to look at the scriptures today with me in Romans chapter 13, verse 8. It says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Look at that. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this, knowing that the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of the darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity or sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lusts. All right. So let's look at what we're talking about. Owe nothing, this very first part of the verse, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. Wow. Can you imagine if you had no debt except to love Christ? And in the public square, what would change in your workplace, in your home, in your family, if you had no resentment, no frustration, no anger? You just out love them. Maybe you are a family member who's a conservative and your other family member is a staunch liberal. And you guys are like, what do? We're so frustrated. We have bitterness, anger, wrath, all this against each other. And God is like, outlove them. Now, love is 110% based upon truth. So when I say love, I'm not talking about compromising the truth. Let's look at a couple other scriptures. It says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." In other words, be patient with one another, be kind to one another, be truthful with each other. "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in this statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." So we see very, very clearly that we are called in the public square to love our neighbor as ourselves. And this is owe nothing except love. So let's go over to John chapter 13, verse 34, verse 33. "Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, when I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you." So we owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. Now, how did Christ love you? Think about that. He loved you through grace. He loved you through mercy. He loved you through by grace, through faith. He just loves you. All right. So it says, even as I have loved you, so that you also might love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So think about how patient, how keeping no record of wrong. He's not jealous of you. He loves you. He cares for you. Think about God working in your heart and in your mind in that way. I always like to take 1 Corinthians 13 and insert it here. "By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you are patient with each other. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you are not jealous of each other. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you," what? "Keep no record of wrong for each other." What would change in the public square if we got a hold of that today? Man, it would change our lives. It would change our hearts. Again, love is not coddling. It is not lying. It is not falsifying. It is not cheating. It is not, it is based upon truth, 100% truthful, and you can still be 100% loving. So 13:6 says this: "Love is patient, love is kind," that's verse 4, "and is not jealous, does not brag, is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered." Now here's 6, "does not rejoice in unrighteousness." So love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. And this is where our world right now gets it wrong. We think it's loving. If someone's going to do something unrighteous, just tell them it's okay. That's loving. If someone wants to practice something that's opposite or contrary to what God has to say, it's more loving to coddle them, to appease them, to make them feel good about themselves, to have them have a happy day. No, it does not rejoice in unrighteousness. That's what it says right here. "But love rejoices with the truth." See our truth meter behind me? Your truth has to be off the charts if you're going to truly love people. And this is where it is difficult for us as Christians, because we're in that public square and we think, well, it's not nice to tell the truth sometimes. It's not nice to say it this way. It's not nice. It's not kind. It's not this. So we think, okay, if my kindness, if I got to be truth, tell a lie to be kind, it is not kindness. If I have to show patience, but tell a lie in showing that patience, it is not truthful. So think about this set of verses. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And just don't give up on your family members. Let's out love them today. That's what our culture needs. Love based upon truth. God is truth, 100% truthful, and he's 100% love. How he does both those things, well, we're learning. And so I want to encourage you to think about, are you out loving them today? Loving your neighbor, not thrones. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would help us to learn how to out love people around us with different ideas, with different concepts, even harmful things, God, that we can speak truth, that we can show truth, that we can live truth, that we can rejoice in the truth, that we can walk in that truth, God, in all patience and kindness, not seeking our own, but God, that we would turn to you, the living God, and rejoice in righteousness today. Lord, we want to rejoice in the things that you rejoice. Go before us in all things today. Surround us. Be with Bob Ferguson today, God. Would you just bless him, Lord? Would you give him wisdom and insight and direction? May he come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ today. Would you be with President Trump today, God, that you would go before him in all things today and just surround him, that both Governor Ferguson and President Trump, God, that you would just use them mightily for your kingdom, God, to bring glory and honor to you. Let them both have a salvation experience, like a Damascus Road experience, like never before. God, teach us how to outlove those around us, especially in the public square. Help us to get out of our church circles and show love to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.